Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Mark and Dana Brown of the Zoe Freedom Center. They are a new and upcoming ministry in the area, and they've already are doing a lot of things, like with prison ministry and just with like a group on Facebook that they've got going on. They are already in the work and doing the work, and so I wanted to bring them in. Well, I say I wanted to bring them in. They reached out to me, and I after reading through their mission, I was like, okay, I got to get you guys in here. So, without further ado, Mark and Dana, how you doing today?
We're doing great, Josh. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for having us.
So, Zoe Freedom Center. What is Zoe Freedom Center?
Zoe Freedom Center is a 12 to 24 month rehab. Right now, we're in the vision process, but it is based on the idea of being free from addiction. If personally, I've been free from addiction for 16 years. Drugs, alcohol, it's a non-issue for me. And basically, it's helping others walk through that same path so that they can be free.
Yeah. Josh, God gave us both the vision separately for Zoe Freedom Center almost a couple of years ago. I attended a leadership seminar through work and was fortunate enough to have been asked by the professor, hey, what are your goals? What is your vision for your life? Not work. Let's not talk about work. Let's do it. So I came back with home with, you know, a little, some bullets on what turned into Zoe Freedom Center. And when I showed it to Dana, she was, oh my gosh, I've been thinking about something like this for 6 months. So that was kind of confirmation for us that, okay, we need to take the next steps and start working towards this.
Yeah, a lot of times I can jump right out of the gate and run towards something. And when God started showing me this vision, he was clear that I wasn't supposed to say anything about it, which is really hard for me. And when he came home with the same vision on paper, it was like I had been let out of the box. It was time to go.
I get that. I mean, you know, my poor wife, I come home from work, you know, and 9 times out of 10, I'll look at her and be like, I have this really cool idea. And she's like, again, really?
I get that.
We're kindred spirits.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys, like you're not an established facility yet. You're still in that process, still getting there. So lay down the vision for us. What do you guys want this to turn out to look like?
So the big vision for Zoe Freedom Center, and we know this is a God vision, is a multi-site facility, not just in the Fredericksburg area, not just in the state of Virginia, but beyond. So we want to develop a facility here in the Fredericksburg area, get that to a point of excellence, and then replicate that in wherever God leads us to the next location that is. And then replicate it again and replicate it again.
And hand it off and yeah. Raise up people around us who can take the vision and establish other Zoe Freedom Centers. So the initial vision is a 4-phase vision. We'll have a detox, and then we'll have 3 different phases. Year one is rehabilitation. And so basically in year one, what we do is we work towards renewing minds. Which I think is hugely important in order to be successful at being free. We've grown up in our lives, many of us, hearing wrong things said over us, spoken over us, said about us. We've even said them about ourselves. And eventually, after you do that for so long, those things become your truth, and you start walking as if that's who you are. And clearly, the Word tells us that some of those things are not true. We were created to have a purpose and to be effective in reaching others, to be the head and not the tail. And a lot of people have just walked in this heavy burden of feeling as if they'll never amount to anything. And a lot of times when people are addicted, it's an effective way to numb all of those thoughts. And it works, but over time, you start piling on more because then you do things that you wouldn't normally have done in order to get your drugs. So basically, the first phase is a rehabilitation, and that is renewing our minds. And then the second phase is we will have tracks. So the second phase is tracks of, would you like to go back to school? Did you get your GED? Can you read or can you write? Would you like to own your own business? What kind of dreams do you have? So before I was walking in freedom, my dream was just to make it to 30. About 2 years after I started walking with Christ, he gave me the ability to dream again, and I opened my own business. I had a felony, so people call that an employment barrier. I call it a stepping stone because I was able to look higher than being employed, which is difficult, and it is difficult to be employed. However, every door God has ever opened for me, I've been able to walk through because he opened it. But I started my own business. It was a wedding planning business, and I didn't run a background check on myself. I was walking in integrity, and I was walking in the strength of God, and I was able to do that. And so that's one of the tracks that we'll have is business development and dream development. Our third phase will be helping people actually walk through the process of starting whatever business that they want, getting them established with a vehicle, a job, or their own business, helping them. We will have a financial, Dave Ramsey, sorry. I was like, who is it?
You're good.
We'll have tracks that are included with this. We're not going to focus a whole lot on drugs. We're going to focus a whole lot on who God says we are, how we can walk towards establishing our dreams, making sure that we're financially situated in a way that when they leave Zoe, that they're on their feet and ready to hit the ground running. It's not going to be a 30-day and go because so many of us have burned bridges, and literally 30 days we'll have a turnaround and recidivism and back into the same cycle, because that's what you can do in a 30-day period to get yourself fed.
Yeah. And I love how you put that about it. It's not about just, get away from the drugs. It is about that shift in mindset, you know. Yeah. And I feel like, and we don't mean to, we kind of talk down to right. people with addictions, but we don't, it's not like we're, you know, we mean to, but just, you know, you say, oh, well, a felony, that's an employment barrier. Well, right. If you start using it as that's a stepping stone. That's an obstacle that you can overcome.
It is.
And not looking at it as, wow, that's a big wall. How are you going to get over that? You know, that's incredible that you guys are setting up your ministry to put people in the position of that mindset of, yes, I can do this. And I can be happy.
Yes. Oh, and joy is huge. Joy is something that I didn't have for so long. To have joy now, like we were talking about earlier before we started recording, I laugh and joke, and it's not something that I did for a very long time. I think I might drive Mark a little crazy sometimes with my expectation of him laughing back at my silliness. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Good answer. You're so smart.
Well trained.
That's why I married you.
He's a good man.
He is.
Good man.
He is. The last phase is, most of the time we refer to it as reentry, but it's a step up, another step up. Each of our phases are not a step down. They're a step up. I believe words are important. And we'll do local, national, and international missions with our residents. I fully believe that our call is not only to be able to walk in freedom, but it's to help other people find that freedom. So service is going to be a huge piece of our ministry.
And I was talking with Mike from the morning show recently, and you know, that was one thing that he was talking about, was how when your perspective shifts, it can change a lot of things. And one of those things that he was mentioning was, like, you know, people tell him, well, can I really quit smoking? And he was, yeah, people quit smoking every single day. There's no reason you can't be a part of that statistic. And I think we can put ourselves into that other statistic of these, you know, this is the number of people who aren't doing well.
Right.
And we don't, we choose not to put ourselves in the statistic of these are the people who have, who are saying I'm going to be better.
Right. Yeah, it's true. And it is a mind change. It's a perspective change. I believe that as a nation, as a whole, we've been told and we have started to believe that once you're an addict, you're always an addict. And that is not the gospel. That is something that was put out there, and it was an easy explanation of why people relapse. However, it's just simply not true. It does not line up with the word, and we are supposed to hold everything up against the word. Does this match up with what God says? And he's our creator, so he gets to be the one that makes these things true or not.
Yeah.
And no, it doesn't hold up to what he says. And so I want to help people know that you can be free. You can walk past the restaurant. You can go into the darkest alleys and help someone who may be addicted and not fear becoming addicted again. We have believed a lie for a long time, and hopefully with Zoe, we'll be able to help people renew their mindset around that. I believe that a lot of people will get free just in that change of perspective and the words that they say about themselves.
Yeah.
Josh, one of my dreams for this is for people who struggle with addiction to experience what Dana has experienced. You know, she said she's struggled with addiction long ago, and when she accepted Christ, the next morning she will tell you the addiction was gone and got up and made the bed, her bed, for the first time in years and years, and just felt those chains gone. You know, we believe fully that Christ can do that for us, and that's what we want to communicate to the folks that are that we have in our ministry, that we're trying, that they too can accept Christ if they haven't already, and leave addiction behind them and wake up the next morning and make their bed for the first time.
Yeah. And I love the mission that you guys have too, because I think what's so important about like these live-in facility type ministries is that it gives people a chance to wipe that slate clean.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what has happened before them, they now have resources and they have coaching to help them get over these hurdles of, you know, committed a felony. Well, that's now a stepping stone. We can help, like, let us help boost you over that wall.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and so I love what you guys are trying to put together. And one thing that you had said over the phone when we were talking was you guys are involved in the prison ministries as yes. well. Could you tell me a little bit more about that too?
Sure. So we attend LifePoint Church, and every Sunday, we have services in one section of Rappahannock Regional, and once a month, we have a service over at the Juvenile Detention Service. So I'm involved with the Adult Detention Center in Rappahannock Regional and the services there, and it's amazing to watch the hunger that people who are there have for a different life. When they say they want to change, when I said I wanted to change, I was very sincere. I didn't have the tools that I needed, nor did I have the strength that I needed. And so it wasn't until Christ came into my life that I had that. And so you can see the hunger in their face. On Tuesday nights, I am joined up with a group called Ready, Set, Release that's run by the chaplain over at RRJ. And I have 2 weeks of the 13-week program. Last week was my first week with this group of ladies. And I helped them to have a different perspective of where they were, their purpose, and their call. And then last night I was there, and it was my last night for this semester, which, you know, I have two weeks with them. So essentially 3 hours. After our session was over last night and speaking life over them and helping them to understand who they were created to be and that the things that had happened to them didn't have to control the rest of their life, that the person who hurt them when they were 4 had control over you at 4, but now we're 20, 30. Don't give them that control anymore. Let's move on in Jesus' name, and let's find out who you were created to be, because he can't control you anymore. And after the session was over, I was crying because I love these women. I see them and I know that they want a different life. They didn't just wake up one day and decide to fall into this trap that they're in. So I'm crying, they're crying, and the women who didn't have anything to say that are sitting back in the, you know, when you have your body language, I'm looking, thinking, they're not hearing anything I'm saying. But at the end, they came over and hugged me and thanked me because they just want to be loved with authentic love. And so that's, I'm sorry.
You're good.
I grab a tissue. That's one of the things that we have to remember when we're on the outside, is that just because they're inside and have made some decisions that weren't great, that they were made in the image of God. And that they just want love. And we should give them that.
Yeah. And that, in the time that I've been doing this show, that's been the most important thing with ministries that come in. It's just, it's not a, we're just going to throw the Bible over your head and really tell you what's going on in your life. It's a very love them like Christ loved us.
Yeah, they already know they messed up. I knew very well what I had done wrong. I did not need reminding.
Yeah.
I needed a safety net. And I was blessed enough to have a family that provided a safety net for me. But Zoe, I believe, will provide a safety net for those who don't have one.
Yeah. Now, for both of you guys, because starting a ministry is no easy feat, especially a 24-month live-in facility. So as God kind of gave this vision to both of you all, and you all have been building it, how have you guys as a couple, like, really either worked together or, you know, what, like, for any couples out there who may be going through the same thing you guys are going through, if God wants us to start this ministry, you know, what's been your experience working together to build this?
Definitely been challenging. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have a career that takes me away from home a lot, and I don't get to focus enough on Zoe Freedom Center. And Dana does, you know, much of the heavy lift. But we talk frequently about what the next steps are, and, you know, try to collaborate together on how to get through those next steps, you know, the goals and objectives of those steps. But, you know, it has definitely been a challenge. Thankfully, we've got some great folks around us that we can ask their advice, that are constantly praying for us. They'll even call us up and say, hey, the Holy Spirit just told me to pray for you guys. I don't know what's going on, but so I'm doing that with Weed Whacker in hand right now and praying for you.
True story.
So we are really grateful for all those folks that are out there praying for us, because it is a challenge. Trying to work full-time careers and provide for your family and, you know, as you said, establish a brand new nonprofit with a God-sized vision.
Yeah.
So I have some input because he's very humble. Thankfully, he is able to support our family, and I was able to step down from a full-time position into a part-time position so that I could put more focus into Zoe. So without what he's doing, I really don't believe that we would be as advanced as we are right now. Also, over the last few years, I was doing local outreach through our church and was not working. We had adopted our three children, and they desperately needed a stay-at-home mom. But I was able to get into the community and make relationships with other local nonprofits. And it's really amazing to see how open-handed they have been to help us get on our feet. Literally, if we opened 20 Zoe Freedom Centers in Fredericksburg, it wouldn't be enough, frankly. And so I'm so grateful for the open-handedness of some of our partners. Lisa from Transitions for You. I was paralyzed.
Aww.
Yes, you know her.
I know Lisa.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
She is amazing. I was trying to fill out paperwork for the federal government, which had me literally paralyzed. And she's like, here, copy my form, except for the parts that have to do specifically with your ministry, And because I start reading in the, you know, all the fine print, I'm shopping, all of a sudden I'm at the mall because I just can't focus on it. So she helped me get those forms filled out. And that's the kind of ministry that we want to have as well. If someone's coming up behind us and we've already walked through all the red tape, we want to help them get through it faster. I don't see why we need to recreate the wheels. The vision is one thing, but all the paperwork is the same. So let's help one another out. And Lisa just came right on and was like, here, take this and, you know, get it done. You know, if you know Lisa, you know she's a get it done girl.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's like, here it is. So so it's been just a blessing to be able to stay home part-time. And every position that I've been in since we moved here has actually prepared me for different aspects of Zoe. I've worked for Micah Ministries, and I was able to glean a lot of great information there. Before that, I was at Rappahannock United Way, which helped me make some connections as well, and local outreach director at LifePoint, volunteer position. I was able to meet people over at Thurman Brisbane, at Carolina Pregnancy Center, just all of these great organizations that we hope when we get our doors open that we'll be able to mesh and work together in helping our community and bringing people to Christ.
Yeah. So do you guys have any plans to maybe like partner with churches, or if you do have any plans, like how can churches get involved with you guys?
We have a ton of plans. They don't know yet. We would love to be able to just come in and sit at the table and talk about our vision and see how the Holy Spirit leads them to come alongside. Yeah. So,
anything? You know, we want to be unapologetically Christian.
Yeah.
And we got that from Pastor John Gray. Dana had an opportunity to have a meeting with him through a video teleconference. And he just spoke life into the vision of Zoe Freedom Center and gave some great advice.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that he said, God will honor being unapologetically Christian in this. And that's exactly what we want to do. So we welcome, you know, any organization that is wants to partner with us, but the expectation is, hey, we're going to be unapologetically Christian because God will honor that.
Yeah.
Which is, when we say unapologetically Christian, we will give all the glory to God in all the things that we do and all the places that He takes us. And so I don't think churches will have much issue with that. However, we invite business owners to partner with us. And if anything, take a look at how God has changed my life. I can bring in many people who have the same story as I do and are walking down freedom because of Jesus. And so we welcome partnerships and see how it goes. Watch. Yeah. You know, watch and see lives get transformed. And maybe it might change some perspectives on who God truly is. I think that a lot of us have gotten off track of who God is.
Yeah.
He loves us. And He's not the we'll smite you God that a lot of people think He is.
Now, Josh, Dan and I don't have all the answers on this. We are definitely walking right behind God on this. And we are trying to walk through the doors that He's opening. And we're also trying to not kick in the doors that He's closed.
Yeah.
And that's really, we say that, we try to say that to ourselves, say that to each other as often as we can so that, you know, so that we stay in that line.
Yeah.
There is a sense of urgency. And personally, I can run right on out ahead of everybody and God. And I mean, I can't run really, but in my mind, I can run right on out ahead. And so it's really something that I have to consistently remind myself of, that God is sovereign. He's got the perfect timing and the perfect plan, and everything that He has for this ministry will happen in His timing. And He's a lot better at that than I am.
Meaning me.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And God. Just kidding. Yeah, my husband's a whole lot better at staying, you know, keeping the reins on. I don't want to get ahead of him because then the glory is mine. I don't want the glory. I want God to get the glory.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but they will be back next week to finish up the interview. They've got a lot more to talk about, and I can't wait for you guys to hear everything that they have to say. It was an incredible interview. So go online to yourper.com. You can go, it's resources in the top, select Community Matters, and I will upload this show. It'll be the first one there. It'll be Zoe Freedom Center Part 1. You can re-listen to it to catch up next week or just share it with a friend. Anything like that. I'll also include the link to their Facebook group, as they had mentioned, Zoe Freedom Center, that you can get in contact with them there. So yeah, go online, check them out, find out everything you can. So I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to Community Matters, and be sure to tune in next week, 5:30 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, to hear the conclusion of the Zoe Freedom Center interview. So I hope everyone has a great rest of their weekend and stay safe on the roads.